Yeah, see? When Secretary of Defense makes a statement back in 1997 that earthquakes can be made, if people are going to their Bible saying, well, this is all foretold in the Bible, but when you realize that man can manufacture earthquakes, man can stop earthquakes. You see the sinister direction in place? The government in high positions of prominence, and the highest position of prominence in the world governmental system is the Security Council at the United Nations. It's the way it is, people. Every country has a governor of the International Monetary Fund. Nobody cares, but it's the way it is. Our Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF. The alternate governor is, and is about to be, was Alan Greenspan. Greenspan. Green dollars spanning the globe. That can't be his real name. The point is, we're being fed lines and lies on a continual basis. Continuing on a daily basis. And I'm pretty fed up. After all these years of understanding this, I'm pretty fed up. I mean, you know, we bought the lie of Vietnam. We bought the lie of Korea. But are we buying the lie of the Gulf War? Yes, we are. We are in positions to understand that in order to have our children educated in college, which is a brainwashing institute, most colleges and universities brainwash the children, or the young adults, put it that way. But in order to gain your college education, you have to serve in the military. And if you make it out alive and in one piece, you get to have a college education. Now they've raised the drafting age up to age 32, or 42. Or maybe it's the recruitment age. Maybe it's not the drafting age limit. The United Nations said more than 2.5 million people were left homeless by Saturday's magnitude 7.6 quake, and doctors warned of an outbreak of disease unless more relief arrives soon. The hardest hit areas was the Himalayan region of Kashmir, which is divided between Pakistan and India. With landslides blocking roads to many of the worst hit areas, Pakistan's army airlifted food, water, and medicine into the disaster zone. International relief efforts cracked into action, and an American plane full of relief supplies landed at an air base near Pakistan's capital Monday. Most of the dead were in Pakistan's mountainous north. India reported at least 865 deaths, but Home Secretary V.K. Dugal said it was not expected to rise much higher. You gotta be kidding. And apparently Afghanistan reported 4 deaths. With the situation dire, Pakistan set aside politics and said it would accept relief aid for earthquake victims from India, backing away from earlier refusals. The nuclear-armed neighbors have been bitter rivals since gaining independence from Britain in 1947. 1947, a very pivotal year in many regards. Fighting 3 wars, but they have taken steps to improve relations since last year. India will send tents, food, and medicine and other aid, Foreign Secretary Shyam Saran said in the capital, New Delhi. In another apparent gesture of goodwill, the chief commander of the largest Kashmiri rebel group, the Hizb-ul-Mujahideen, that's the Hizb-ul-Mujahideen, reportedly ordered a suspension of violence in devastated areas of India-controlled Kashmir. This is insane, people. Utterly insane. I go to the paper now, the newspaper. Hungry villagers blocked roads in earthquake-ravaged regions in Indian-controlled Kashmir on Sunday, complaining the government was too slow in getting rescue and aid efforts to them. See, they're blaming the government for not helping them. Are they blaming the government for not helping them because they believe the government set it off? I'm sure they don't. But here on our front, listeners, from environment News Service, United States unprepared for bird flu pandemic, Democrats warn. A group of Senate Democrats introduced legislation Wednesday to help America prepare for and protect against a possible avian flu epidemic. Senator Democratic Leader Harry Reid joined, together with Senator Barack Obama, Senator Evan Baugh, Senator Edward Kennedy, oh man, Senator Tom Harkin, and Senator Dick Durbin in introducing the Pandemic Preparedness and Response Act to provide a comprehensive approach to prepare and protect Americans from its potentially devastating virus. Where did it come from? Where did this come from? In a day and time when everything should be right with mankind, and everything has been controlled and manipulated by humans against humans, and I take it to the UN system, I always do, there's no reason not to. When we've had more wars than any time in history, more weather modification or environmental modification than any time in history, why would Secretary of Defense Cohen make that statement back in 1997, which is very relevant right now? Why would he make that statement, people? It's obvious to me what's being engineered. More reduction of the world population. Population reduction. It's obvious. When you connect all these dots, and I've had a lifetime of this, and this is why I fringe on why I even do it. Others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. The entire speech is on the website by former Defense Secretary William Cohen, April 28, 1997. They don't talk about creating diseases in here. But AIDS apparently is a designer disease, according to various sources. Henry Kissinger's National Security Study Memorandum 200 is on our website. Back to this, United States unprepared for bird flu pandemic. The senators stressed the importance of preparedness and protection because they know that America can do better than what the Bush administration has done to date. Is all this really necessary? Keep in mind, when you go back to this initiative for Echo 92 Earth Charter, which can't be verified as a total controlling document and a legitimate document. However, it's just like the Iron Mountain Report, like what Sid Tolbert said, which can be heard on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Sid Tolbert did this back in 97 for me. And it's on the website for you to listen to. The report from Iron Mountain. He says, it doesn't matter whether it's legitimate or not. The mandates of the Iron Mountain Report are being brought about. And it's the same thing with this. The initiative for the Echo 92 Earth Charter, which is on our website as well. And they say the time is pressing. The Club of Rome was founded in 1968. Limits to Growth was written in 1971. Global 2000 was written in 1979. But insufficient progress has been made in population reduction. Given global instabilities, including those in the former Soviet bloc, the need for firm control of world technology, weaponry, and natural resources is now absolutely mandatory. The immediate reduction of world population, according to mid-1970s recommendation of the Draper Fund, must be immediately effected. The present vast overpopulation, now far beyond the world carrying capacity, cannot be answered by future reductions in the birth rate due to contraception, sterilization, and abortion, but must be met in the present by the reduction of numbers presently existing. This must be done by whatever means necessary. This is why the government promotes homosexualism. They don't procreate. They don't reproduce. This is why homosexualism is on the rise. You know, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I really don't. If you have any disagreement, call in. You're welcome to call. But I'm just totally fed up. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. Stay with us. Here we see governors parking SUVs as gas prices soar. Naturally, as we're in this situation where fossil fuels are on the waning side of being in existence, according to those in control. Fossil fuels is a misnomer, according to Reverend, actually, yeah, Leslie Millen? No, that's someone else. I forgot his name. Anyway, according to various sources, oil is a renewable resource. Oil does not come from dead dinosaurs. That is just ridiculous to believe this, according to sources. Here we see Katrina evacuees seeing seasons change. Lobbyists played role in Katrina rescues. And 20th named storm lashes Atlantic. So we have Guatemalan villages turning to mud. We have major weather anomalies going on all over the world, and yet an earthquake, a major earthquake. Pakistan, India, Afghanistan, magnitude 7.6, and already they say 20,000 have been killed. How do they come up with that figure so quickly? 20,000 killed. How do they come up with that figure so quickly, listeners? Back to this initiative for the Echo 92 Earth Charter. Once again, the present vast overpopulation, now far beyond the world carrying capacity, cannot be answered by future reductions in the birth rate due to contraception, sterilization, and abortion, and must be met in the present by the reduction of numbers presently existing. This must be done by whatever means necessary. The issue is falsely debated between a political and a cultural approach to population and resources, when in fact faceless stubborn obstruction and day-to-day political expediency, which make most of the leaders of the most populous poor countries unreliable, the issue is compulsory cooperation. Compulsory cooperation is not debatable with 166 nations, most of whose leaders are irresolute, conditioned by localist cultures and lacking appropriate notions of the New World Order. Debate means delay and forfeiture of our goals and purpose. The UN action against Iraq proves conclusively that resolute action on our part can sway other leaders to go along with the necessary program. The Iraq action proves that the aura of power can be projected and sustained, and that the wave of history is sweeping forward. The wave of history written by the UN system, listeners, and the State Department, yeah. State Department never held accountable for anything that happens. So here we see Vance, the 20th named storm of a hyperactive 2005 hurricane season, churned in the Atlantic near Portugal's Madeira Islands. It was expected to fall apart before threatening land. After briefly reaching hurricane status, Vance now has weakened to a tropical storm. Forecasters with the National Hurricane Center said today. The storm was moving east-northeast at about 12 miles per hour with maximum sustained wind speeds of 60 miles per hour. Forecasters said they expected the storm to weaken today. Vance, I see. More and more and more of this weather anomaly, and yet nobody wants to debate weather modification. Nobody wants to debate environmental modification. no one can connect dots in the Congress, in the Senate, at your state legislatures, at your local community meetings. This is a little out of hand, people. A little out of hand. You know, when you're someone like me, who's been watching this all his life, you just kind of feel drained as the way these things happen. Here we see hundreds of people were forced to evacuate their homes after more than a day and a half of drenching rain washed out roads and flooded homes in New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, listeners. At least three deaths were blamed on the storm. New Hampshire Governor John Lynch declared a state of emergency Sunday. Now, was this one of the 40 states that were already in a declared state of national emergency? Or is this the 41st state in a declared state of national emergency? The beat goes on, America, and we've only begun to discuss all this. Guatemala abandons villages. I'll be back. Welcome back to the broadcast. Amazing stuff here, listeners. This pressing need for the initiative for the 92 Echo Charter is amazing in itself. There is a twofold opposition which must be eliminated by quick action. There are rumblings among some of the South regions, notably Brazil and Malaysia, to thwart the aims of the unsaid Earth Charter and to thwart the international gathering in Brazil in June 1992. We have the Earth Charter right on top of research today. Dennis and I connecting dots. Dennis in his directions, me in my directions. We don't communicate a whole lot, but he knows what's happening. Dennis knows what's going on. He sees it, so does his resources that send him the information. And I don't really want to publicize who they are at this point in time. There's also the unfortunate vacillation in our own ranks, an argument that the unsaid leaders have made the agenda too political and that the way must first be prepared on a less abrasive cultural basis. The unsaid United Nations Council on Environment and Development, I believe unsaid is that. That is what unsaid is. United Nations Council on Environment and Development, or commission, United Nations Commission on Environment and Development. That would be what UNSET is, listeners. There's much to this document, but let's go back to the paper. Back to this, hundreds evacuated as rains flood homes. At least three deaths were blamed on the storm. New Hampshire Governor John Lynch declared a state of emergency Sunday and called in 500 National Guard members to assist in relief efforts. Transportation Commissioner Carol Murray said police and highway crews blocked damaged roads before dawn, a move that likely prevented injuries. Quote, a quick assessment is we're probably looking at months, not weeks, end quote, to make repairs, she said. The most severe flooding in New Hampshire was in Keene, where some major roads were under as much as 4 to 6 feet of water, fire officials said. About 500 people were evacuated, and about 150 were staying at a shelter in the city's recreation center. In nearby Stoddard, residents also were told to leave. A house was washed into a river in Langdon, Murray said. In New Hampshire, at least one person was killed when a car went off a washed-out bridge in the town of Unity, said Pam Walsh, the governor's spokeswoman. In Pennsylvania, a person died after a car struck a guardrail in Bucks County and flipped into a creek, trapping the driver. A car accident in New Jersey killed a 2-year-old boy, according to police. Pennsylvania authorities rescued two boys from an Allentown Creek on Saturday after their inflatable raft overturned. As the boys, okay, there's no need to go into that in any more detail. So we have an earthquake over there in Asia, South Asia, I suppose. We have storms here. We had Katrina. We have United States unprepared for bird flu pandemic. And health experts strategize to avert global bird flu pandemic. And then we see here, Guatemala abandons villages. Dozens of foreign tourists fled devastated lakeside Mayan towns on foot and by helicopter Sunday, as Guatemalan officials said they would abandon communities buried by landslides and declare them mass graveyards. Villagers who had swarmed over the vast mudslides with shovels and axes, digging for hundreds of missing, gave up the effort Sunday, 5 days after Hurricane Stan made landfall on the Gulf of Mexico coast, bringing torrential rains before weakening to a tropical depression. More than 640 people died, and hundreds more were missing across Central America and southern Mexico. After a week of rains in hardest-hit Guatemala, 519 bodies had been recovered and reburied. About 338 were listed as missing. Quote, Panabaj will no longer exist, in quote, said Mayor Diego Esquina, referring to the Mayan lakeside hamlet in Guatemala, covered by a half-mile wide mud flow as much as 15 to 20 feet deep. Quote, we're asking that it be declared a cemetery. We are tired. We no longer know where to dig, end quote. Is this not devastating enough? On Sunday, as aid workers reached the most remote areas, they learned that a mudslide had buried a storm shelter in the town of Tacana, where about 100 people had taken refuge from rains and flooding. So here we have all these weather anomalies going on all over the globe, and yet Secretary of Defense Cohen said they can be created. Weather wars can be created. Weather anomalies can be created. Eco-terrorism can be created. And where does it come from, people? The highly secret Security Council of the UN system. The highly secret UN system. They aren't public about what's really going on here. Yes, they have their press releases. They have their documents. They have their directions. But the way they word it, and William will be expounding on this as the days progress, William Roberts. He'll be expounding on this as the days progress. And anybody that reads UN documentation knows it's written in generalities. And it can be, you know, every point they make can be put into 3 or 4 different directions. In the meantime, back here, when gas prices soared after Hurricane Katrina, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson looked at the Lincoln Navigator that ferries him around his home state and thought about the message he was sending. The large sport utility vehicle doesn't get the best gas mileage, about 15 miles per gallon. So the former U.S. Energy Secretary decided to switch to a Ford Escape Hybrid, which combines gasoline and electric power for twice that mileage. Needless to say, it cost a lot of money to get that vehicle. And what happened to the other vehicle, which cost a lot of money in itself? And so what kind of statement is he making here? You can buy an awful lot of gasoline for the price of a Ford Escape hybrid vehicle, if you know what I mean. So what does Richardson say? You need to practice what you preach. Rugged SUVs have been a popular choice for governors on the move, providing plenty of security, extra legroom, and space for staff members. But with gas prices hovering near $3 a gallon, some governors are trading in their gas guzzlers and asking state employees to cut back on unnecessary travel. It's insane. Gasoline doesn't have to be this expensive. The plan and engineering process is bringing the gas up high. I think it was Gas is going up on purpose to get us out of our vehicles to conform with Agenda 21 dictates and mandates. Agenda 21 sustainable communities will be nothing more than human concentration camps. When you research Agenda 21 and all its 40 chapters, you will see just exactly what's happening. Just exactly what's being engineered here today and everywhere around the globe. Florida Governor Jeb Bush has been using a white Ford Escape hybrid after Katrina, keeping his Ford Expedition parked when he travels around Tallahassee. The hybrid goes hand in hand with Bush's recent push for alternative fuels. Well, it's kind of hard to be arguing to conserve gasoline when you're driving around in a Ford Expedition that guzzles it down at 68 miles per gallon a clip, Bush said. Well, once again, this never would have been necessary had the high price of gas not come into place, had the scarcity of refineries been engineered. There were refineries in Oklahoma that are shut down. There are refineries in other states that have been shut down because of the quote-unquote ecology movement, environmental movement. So you have all these engineered scenarios that we're living today. What is the result of the high price of gasoline? High price of diesel fuel now? Food is going to skyrocket. More scarcities on the horizon. More planned events to cripple us even further financially. And yet we're being fed propaganda about bird flu. As I turn the front page for today's paper, what's on the next page, which I haven't looked at? That's the man, Lindsay Williams, thank you. Lindsay Williams was the man that made the predictions. He's been on just about everyone's broadcast. Gas will be $6 a gallon. And so here we are with these situations that are being created for us that no one can blame on anyone because they call it an act of God. An act of God. I don't see a whole lot going on in the nation and world section. There's certainly the Iraq after Saddam. And what is Iraq now? We invaded it. We're there. We're going house to house. They're being disarmed. And others have made the point, and I make it as well. Under Saddam, people were allowed to have firearms. Young individuals, young children were allowed to carry firearms. But not now. And the UN's in control. The coalition is the UN in Iraq. Not George Bush's war, it's the UN's war. Always keep in mind the Secretary of the Treasury, U.S. Governor of the IMF of the UN. They're in control. Here we see from the Washington Post, the system of levees and concrete walls that was supposed to protect the New Orleans area from flooding was breached in dozens of places, investigators said Friday, a finding that indicates the failures were far more widespread than originally thought. Engineers probing the failures said they are increasingly convinced that floodwaters did not overtop two key flood walls that collapsed on August 29th, swamping large portions of the city. Instead, evidence suggests that the flood walls were weakened by the shifting soil beneath the structures, according to a team of experts from the American Society of Civil Engineers and the National Science Foundation. Where do they get their paychecks? And were these imploded or not? Keep in mind, the article, New Orleans is Flooding, September 11, 2001. Right the day that the World Trade Center towers went down, building number 7 was imploded. No airliner hit the Pentagon. An article comes out, New Orleans is sinking in Popular Mechanics. It's on our website. It's there for you to see. In the early days after the storm, accounts offered by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and others focused attention on a few of the most prominent breaches. But the team of engineers working with the Corps said the places were broke, where water broke through were much more numerous. How do we know? We just have to rely on them for their information. However, there were witnesses that made statements that they heard explosions. I don't know, but obviously it was a planned event, because on September 11, 2001, the day the World Trade Center towers went down, they publicized the fact that New Orleans is sinking. Something has to be done. Well, nothing was done. What was done as a result of September 11, 2001? Massive funding into a gigantic bureaucracy called Homeland Security. Massive funding, people. And now there's desires to bring FEMA separate from Homeland Security. Well, what difference does it make? You've got a gigantic body, a powerful body of... Well, here you can go to our website, Government Reorganization under Office of Homeland Security. You can see this. You can see this gigantic system of the Office of Homeland Security and what connects off of that. The DOD, the JCS, the DCI, CIA, NIMA, NRO. NRO would be the National Reconnaissance Office, the CTC, the CBCCOM. Connecting to the DOD, you have the Joint Force Command, the JTF, the Civil Support. Congress is separate from Homeland Security. Congress doesn't have any say in Homeland Security. Treasury Department involved in this as well. It's a big mega bureaucracy that is answerable to no one, including the Secret Service and FEMA. Well, they want to make FEMA separate now. It's a monster. 800-313-9443. We're about to wrap up the first hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Massive fires in Southern California. We have flooding in New Hampshire. We have Hurricane Katrina that did all the damage in the south there. We have an earthquake in Pakistan. Then you have Office of Homeland Security with all these mega bureaucracies involved in this, which has no connection to Congress at all whatsoever, no connection at all whatsoever to the Senate. They're all separate. But the president is connected to Homeland Security, the NSC, etc., FBI, FEMA. It's all here. the Agriculture Department. What is this all about? Control, people. Control. Control the population. Paul in Florida. Welcome to the broadcast, Paul.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Okay, what are you listening on?
Shortwave, 921, and as usual, Radio Marti's doing a real job on you. I can hear you, but it's irritating to listen to.
Who's Radio Marti?
Okay, Radio Marti is a CIA-sponsored, very powerful radio station that broadcasts from South Florida here into Cuba, okay?
Uh-huh.
They've got to be putting out a lot of power. I spoke with John about this in the
office. Why do you think these people want to cut off what I'm trying to say, to save the human race?
No, this is something that Radio Marti's been on that frequency for a long time, okay? And this 11920 is 10 clicks down from that. It's just that you're too close. That frequency is just too close. And I've got a good shortwave radio here. And I don't know what the solution is. Now, this may be just a localized problem because of our proximity to the transmitter here in South Florida. That could be the problem. Now, maybe once you get in past Orlando up to Georgia or up in the northern part of the United States, they may not be experiencing this problem. But I am down here. I can hear you all right. See, when the shortwave signals, they fade in and out. If you are on a fade cycle and Marti is on a strong cycle, it just about wipes you out. It depends, you know, where the cycles are for each station. But if it weren't for Radio Marti, you'd be coming in like gangbusters. You'd be coming in better than a local station down here in shortwave.
Very interesting.
Anyway, the reason I called was that in view of the fact that gas prices are going up, I saw something on the TV the other day that I think your listeners might be interested in. You go to these tire places, and what they do is they take the air out of your tires, and they fill it up with nitrogen, which is significantly lighter than air, because, you know, air has weight, you know, like everything else.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I think it costs maybe $30-$35 initially per tire, and they put a red plug in your air valve to indicate that it's nitrogen. And this is supposed to increase your gas mileage. Now, I've never tried it.
That sounds very far-fetched to me.
Well, it does. It might be something that your listeners might want to look into, and it might be cost-effective.
Okay, now look, stay with me. We're about to conclude this hour. We'll continue on the other side with you, Paul.
All right.
And, you know, nitrogen, we used to fill our shock absorbers on our racing bikes with nitrogen because it would, what was it? It was cleaner. Well, we'll talk about this on the other side. Stay with us. Yeah.
You mentioned Jeb Bush today.
Yes.
You know, I first learned from the People's Weekly World, that newspaper of the Communist Party USA.
Right.
That Jeb Bush is married to a brown Latino American woman. And the CPUSA editor cut down then-President George Bush Sr. for calling his own grandchildren of Jeb Bush and his wife as the little brown ones.
Huh.
And I hear the music. I had some more to say on that.
Okay, we'll be back. Stay with us. Introduce Jeff. Continue with your thoughts and direction.
Yeah, do you think they heard it? The listeners could hear it good enough over the music, that first sentence, or do you want me to read that one over again?
I didn't hear anything that you read, so go ahead, start over.
You know, you mentioned Jeb Bush, and I first learned from the people...
No. I'm sure they heard that.
Okay.
I'm sure they heard that, and I thought you had more.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Even more than the United Nations influences, I feel these sorts of intermarriages of people like Jeb Bush and his brown Latino American wife and their little brown kids. These kinds, when push comes to shove, are part of the reason for the sympathizing that invites Mexican military to help in Hurricane Katrina aftermath and for our wishy-washy immigration policies on more and more.
I don't know whether that has any relevance to the situation. If Jeb Bush wants to marry someone from another country, another race, I can't turn it down. I can't object to what he's doing. If that's what he wanted to do, he wanted to do it. I mean, if someone finds someone from another race that he falls in love with, I can't stand in that person's way. Can you?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is when people say they want to stop immigration, there's too many people in these interracial marriages, international marriages, that sympathize with the illegal immigrants, so they don't try as hard as they could to just keep them out.
Well, actually, this all emanates from the UN system, and you know that. You've heard it over and over again. And the people of Mexico could have their lives better fulfilled if NAFTA was fulfilled the way it was supposed to have been fulfilled, but it wasn't. And the point is, NAFTA was set up to keep people from coming into this country to make it better for them down there, and it wasn't. And so we have these situations that are maneuvering us and manipulating us, and we have Border 21. The ultimate goal of GATT, NAFTA, WTO, is to eliminate the borders entirely, and this is all under the guise of the UN system, the United Nations. And that's where it goes, and then that's where it comes from. And that's why our Border Patrol can only return people that come into this country illegally, supposedly, but actually it's legal migration. President Vicente Fox of Mexico made that statement when I was off the air back in 2002, stating that my people coming to America are not illegal. They're legal under human rights treaties. So this is what's being directed here. It is the UN system. You can't bypass that. It's there. You've got the State Department implementing migration. And if you study the State Department, you'll see it in there that migration is well instilled, well in place. Here, right here from the State Department, there are more than 175 million migrants in the world today. People leave their countries for many reasons, including war and civil conflict, the desire for economic improvement, family reunification, and environmental degradation. Well, what are we dealing with? Wars created crisis. Environmental modification created crisis. To engineer people to migrate to America to destroy it and its constitution. And this is all being done through the UN system and the State Department, who has the U.S. mission to the United Nations.
Yeah, I think the United Nations does have these influences, but
They have more influence than most people realize because they aren't getting the publicity. But if you do the research through the State Department, and you'll see what's going on through the State Department, they have the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration. Have you ever heard of the PRM?
No.
They work closely with the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Labor, and relevant international organizations, the International Organization on Migration, the IOM, and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UNHCR, and that's to advance U.S. migration policy goals. So if you don't take it to the State Department, where are we going? Nowhere. The State Department engineers all this. Nobody knows this, but if they went to the State Department website and researched it, they would find out the truth, just like I've done.
How about big corporation influences like Walmart, the 24-hour a day, you know? So people say Americans won't take these jobs working graveyard shift at Walmart, so we got to have these immigrants.
Well,
Did the United Nations make it a 24-hour? It used to be like in the old times, people only had their stores open during the day, and then you wouldn't need these immigrants to come in because nobody would have to be working graveyard because people didn't believe in that. They believed people should sleep at night and work during the day.
Listen, I know lots of people that work graveyard that aren't from other countries.
Yeah, I've done it myself.
And people are hungry for employment and jobs, and we have a full board, Jeff. I've got to move on, but I appreciate your call. There's people with college educations that are hungry for a job. People that have families that are hungry for a job, that have to have a job. Let's go to Alan in Texas. Welcome to the broadcast, Alan.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks for your show. I'm really enjoying listening to it.
Thank you. Stay with me now, Alan.
Hang on.
We go to the commercial pause. Bureau of Migration, people, and Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, the PRM, needs your attention from the State Department, listeners. The State Department, who's the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, fulfilling one of those goals of Agenda 21, putting females in position of prominence. We'll continue with the broadcast with Alan, Tim, Sheldon, Dylan, and John. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Tim in Texas. Hello, Tim.
Hey, my friend.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine.
I think if people would check the air in their tires and keep them inflated properly, you don't have that's all you would have to do. You know, I've been a mechanic all my life, and the way you lose gas mileage with tires is the
underinflation.
Air. Yeah, underinflation. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just check the air in your tires, people. You'll get better mileage. Tune your vehicle up, you'll get better mileage. Period. You know how that goes, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You're sounding great out here.
Great.
Coming in, you sound like you're in the room with me. No kidding.
Wonderful.
Watch this thing this weekend on the Katrina, the Hurricane Katrina damage control on the, it was the Discovery Channel they put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know they never showed the actual track that storm took on that show? They showed it how most hurricanes, when they come off of Florida, will just kind of curve up and hit. But Katrina came straight across the Gulf, and when it got right below New Orleans, it took a 90-degree turn and headed right directly at New Orleans, because I sat here and watched it do it on the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So they never showed the real track of it. They used the term refugees.
Right away.
Oh, yeah. They stated a couple of times in it that they had never seen an eye of a hurricane stay together as long as this one did when it got on land.
Right.
Caught that for sure.
Well, it's all, you know, when you know it can be engineered, that's what needs to be publicized.
Yeah, they kept stressing how there were way too many people in low-lying areas all across this nation, that we needed to have our wetlands back. They kept stressing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Agenda 21 stuff.
Relocation of populations.
Exactly. Yeah. They spoke of global warming a little, but they seemed to press it more in the direction of a weather, what did they call it? A weather cycle. And that we are at the end. They had a guy come in and take sand samples from the swamps there so he could read how far back and what kind of seasons they had. And took a long tube and sampled the soil, and he could actually tell through the years of how many big hurricanes came over and deposited ocean sand that far up, you know,
mm-hmm.
up in the swamp. It was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But they stressed more that it was like a weather cycle.
Well.
But, you know, that was the only positive thing I saw in the whole deal, that they weren't laying it all off on global warming and us idiots up here burning gasoline.
Right.
You know, that was the only thing positive I saw in the whole show. The rest of the show was entirely damage control, and this thing went on for 3 hours, Chris.
Well, once again, we've got people that have been relocated. The according to the news, they've been allowed to come back, but what are they coming back to? Devastation. Many haven't come back. Many haven't been accounted for, and we'd like to know where everyone went, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, that I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
I do know also that Hurricane Stan hit the major oil port in Mexico. I emailed you that
mm-hmm.
yesterday, I think. So,
well, I appreciate your thoughts, Tim.
You know, that's they were after it, but they didn't get it because it was only down for 2 or 3 days, and that oil port, 80% goes to the United States.
Thanks for your thoughts, my friend. Running out of time. Let's go to Sheldon. Hello, Sheldon.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Calling from a state of emergency like usual.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, Are you ever going to bring on Mark McCandless or Tom Bearden to talk about weather control stuff?
I'm not sure.
Mark McCandless was on George Norrie's show on September 27th, and there's a link to his website if you go to Coast to Coast AM.
Uh-huh.
And how come Richard Hoagland never comes on any of these shows on Republic or Genesis? Because he's got a pretty interesting thing. If you go to his website, enterprisemission.com, from Saturday, September 24th, he has something called Hyperdimensional Katrina Scientific Evidence, Rita Update. And it shows this NEXRAD radar image taken 12 days before it hit New Orleans. It's a very interesting image to look at on his website.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the image, that says here, the first thing one notices in looking at these frames are the bizarre, extraordinarily regular vorticular patterns marching across the image, slowly rotating across the field of view in the span of the 18 minutes represented by the sequence. At first glance, this geometry could easily be mistaken for an image of the slowly rotating feeder bands of rain in the fully developed hurricane itself until one looks at the date on the radar image.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the way it looks like something is gradually sucking the hurricane in towards the United States on here.
Mm. I don't know. We'll have to check that out. I appreciate your thoughts, Sheldon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Dylan. Dylan Bluted today. John in Colorado. Hello, John.
Hello there, Christy Gunner.
Yes, sir.
Keep 'em shooting guy. You are a lot louder and clearer on WWRB than you were WWCR.
Good to hear.
Now, I wanted to add something to what the man was talking about, Jeb Bush. What do white young girls and bricks have in common?
Tell us.
They'll probably all be laid by Mexicans. See you later.
You know, people... I don't know what to say at this point in time with the people that have migrated to America at this stage of the game where we are now. It's the human race that's being attacked. I mean, they're not discriminating against the hurricanes, the tornadoes, earthquakes. Pakistan just got one. Iran got an earthquake last year. They're not discriminating against who they're going to nail. This weather machine, environmental modification, and you know, the black population at this point in time, we're brothers in this mess. We're brothers and sisters in this mess. And it's just a handful of people at the top controlling it. And once again, do we know anything about what happens at the Security Council branch of the UN system, of which the Russian or Russian satellite country has prominence? At the Security Council. The Security Council is in charge of UN peacekeeping operations, listeners. There's agendas for population reduction, apparently, according to the information that I have here. And it's on our website, AmericanExpose.com. I don't think it's logical to bring race into the situation at this point in time. It's just like beating up on Tiger Woods for having a Swedish wife. I don't think it's logical to do that at this juncture. Maybe that was the design from the past to integrate us all, but we're with it today. But the entire human race is being attacked. They aren't discriminating against wars. They never have. The goal is to nail Germany at one time. Well, Germany has been in control and under control. Japan is in control and under control. Japan has most of our debt today. It goes on and on and on. And now we have a Middle East mess, and the UN is there, and the Communist Party of Iraq is there. The Communist Party of USA is here, and yet our U.S. code says communism is a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. It's on our website. So what is our deal today? Communitarianism. Reinvented communism. George Bush is a communitarianism, is a communitarian. Al Gore communitarian, Hillary Clinton communitarian, Bill Clinton communitarian, and Bill Clinton certainly launches initiative the Katrina initiative. He's in charge of the FEMA. He's in charge of the relief for the tsunami weather disaster, or the tsunami disaster, or the created crisis as a tsunami bomb was built in 1944. Connect the dots, listeners. I'll be back tomorrow. God bless you all.